This is the day the Lord has made. This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
This is day 278, and we're still here.
Thank you.
And we're giving God some praise up in this place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. And he's yet blessing over and over again.
Yes,
in spite of everything that's going on. God Amen. Is still doing what God is supposed to do.
Amen.
Blessing, blessing, blessing all the time. We don't deserve it, but I'm so glad he just have mercy on us.
Amen.
And let his grace stay cobalt.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord for being in number one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good
Amen.
To see all of you out there.
Amen.
You're looking good.
Amen.
Okay. Everybody looks good.
Thank you, Jesus.
God doesn't have any ugly people.
All right, man.
Okay, because he made everything beautiful.
Yes, he did.
And it's time. And this is our time to be beautiful for the Lord. So
Amen.
Let us shine for him.
Hallelujah.
And put that glow on our face and magnify and let somebody know that we got some God in us.
Amen.
All right. So we are grateful to God for the opportunity to stand one more time and to proclaim his word.
Yes.
Right. So the Lord is in his holy temple. The whole earth skips out before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet shall stand within thy gates. O Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this time we will pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour and this service that we're beginning. We pray that thou will dwell in our midst and in our hearts and in our minds and our thoughts and our attitudes and our actions and our deeds all day long. In the name of Jesus, that we might shine for you. And you can get the glory out of our lives. We thank you for what you've done and what you allowed to happen to us throughout this year. And we are glad that we are still in a part of your kingdom work in the name of Jesus. And we last ask that thou would take charge now by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. From the book of St. John, chapter 15. Verse 4. Okay, do we have it?
Amen.
Okay. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit, much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So if a man abide in me, he is cast forth. Abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burn. Okay. We want to talk to you briefly for the next 20 minutes or so concerning the God in me. Okay, so could you say that?
Concerning
the God in me.
God in me.
Okay. Each person that is part of the kingdom work has God in them. Each person that he has chosen from the foundation of the earth has God within you.
Mm-hmm.
And he abides there. And he tells us to abide in him. And he will abide in us. So that means that he is in us.
Yes.
And by him being in us, then we need to act like he's in us.
Amen.
Think like he's in us.
Mm-hmm.
Walk and talk like he's in us.
Mm-hmm.
Give him glory and honor and praise like he is in us. And long as he's in us, we got hope. As long as he's in us, we got power. As long as he's in us, we got the victory.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when we go around with our long, sad faces, it tend to discredit God and what he's capable of doing.
Amen.
And what he wants to do
mm-hmm.
in our lives. He didn't say that he was going to keep you out of trouble. He didn't say he was going to keep you from being in trouble, getting in trouble. He didn't say he was going to keep the heartaches and the hardship from you.
Mm-hmm.
He did not tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But he did tell you he'll be with you in all of these things.
Amen.
And he's with us for us to rely on
mm-hmm.
and lean on and depend on and count on for our daily needs.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem is we're trying to live too many days in one time. We're trying to live in yesterday,
yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
yes.
And tomorrow's.
Uh-huh.
Try to put all that in one day, but yesterday has passed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do a thing about it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't bring nothing back.
Mm-mm.
And today is the only time you got. Okay, and while we got that time, we're supposed to be giving him glory, honor, and praise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's in us, and the God that's in us wants to come out. All right?
Amen.
Come out in you so that you'll have a smile on your face. You'll be thankful. Rather than complaining. Thankful for what you do have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you had.
Amen.
Thank you for what you're going to have.
Amen.
All right. The God within us enable us to do the things that he said we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He told them, some of his disciples, that with man, some things are impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, that's man acting on his own. Okay. There are some things that he just cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, all things become possible. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so nothing is impossible to us as long as we got God within us.
Amen.
Okay. As long as we got God within us, nothing is impossible for us. We can keep God in us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can keep doing everything that God has set our hands to do. Okay. You should never forget that you got God in you.
In us, that's true.
Okay, he's in us 24 hours per day.
Amen.
Amen.
All day long, all night long. He's in us in the bad weather. He's in us in the good weather. He has the good times and the bad times.
Oh, yes.
He's in us in our trials and our tribulations. He's in us in the hardships and the hard times that's going on in our lives. He is in us helping us to get through it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we're taking that. We are the Lone Ranger. We're going through break by ourselves. And nobody else has no problem but you.
Tell
and we just get in that last sad song and dance and just going down the road. Moaning and groaning and
tell it, Pastor.
Pulling ourselves down, 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 down.
Amen.
We need to be pulling ourselves up and looking to the hills.
Amen.
Yes.
Which cometh our help.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Knowing that our help cometh from the Lord.
From the Lord. Yes, it
is. All right. So, and he is, I think it was Shirley Caesar on the song, no further than a thought away.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
There. You don't have to wait for him to come.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
He's already there. He's in you.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He said, I will never leave you.
Tell it, Pastor.
No, I will never forsake you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So God is in you. He wants you to know that even through this hard time that we've been going through for the past 7 months, he has been with us and in us.
Hallelujah.
And he hasn't left us yet.
Amen. Right.
He is still with us.
Amen.
Yes,
yes,
he is.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, God.
So even if anything should come in that's negative in our lives, he is in us to take us out of it, to bring us out of it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will not allow it to come on you
unless
you're able to handle it.
Amen. Amen. Say it again, Pastor.
And whenever that happens, that he has a way for you to get out.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
God
does.
Is your protector.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He is your comforter. Yeah. He is your God. He'll take you through the bad things and the storms of life.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep in mind, if you don't remember nothing else, remember that God is in you.
Amen.
Yes.
My Lord. My Lord.
Amen.
Okay? He's not only with you,
he's
in you.
Amen.
And he is all powerful.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
All right. And since he's all powerful and he's in you, that makes you all powerful in him.
Tell it,
Pastor.
Not in yourself.
Amen.
So you
Amen.
Go out in yourself, you can utterly stumble and fall.
Amen.
Okay. But God is in you and he wants you to call him.
Mm-hmm.
You need him, call him.
Man.
Stop assuming that he knows everything. He does know everything, but he wants you to call him.
My Lord.
He's not going to force himself on you.
Mm-mm.
Tell him what you want him to do. Bible said that it pleased Darius,
mm-hmm.
who was king of Babylon and Jerusalem and other places. Darius the king to point over his kingdom 120
mm-hmm.
princes. Okay, to take care of his kingdom. And over those that he chose three of them to be presidents, to be over mm-hmm. those princes, those 120. And amongst those was Daniel, who was the mm-hmm. first preferred one of the three that the princes had to report to. And this is so they wouldn't have to be worrying the king
mm-hmm.
at every little thing. Okay. These
Amen.
120 was over the nation. And these three presidents was over the 120 princes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They were brought to Daniel and them. And then Daniel, after it came by them, it was not anything that should grieve the king with, it didn't go to the king. He didn't know about it. It was handled.
Mm-hmm.
About like deacons and mothers of the church. Problems come to them and that they settle without the pastor knowing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why they're there. Okay? To divide mm-hmm. the load up.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And even that down in this pandemic, we have set up our deacons and our ministers and our mothers mm-hmm. in the church
mm-hmm.
to add each of them had a set number of people they should probably keep in contact with.
Amen.
And this is about a time that should be going on.
Amen.
Amen.
If we don't get to meet together, then those mm-hmm. people can, those ministries in the church could keep that contact going.
Amen.
And then if there's anything that the pastor needs to concern, then they can contact the pastor.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's just like what was being said here. And so Daniel was preferred above all the other two presidents. Okay. Because of his mm-hmm. excellent spirit. And what I was saying, because of the God that was in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he got that position. Okay, so he was sort of like second in command
mm-hmm.
of the kingdom, with Darius being first in command.
Amen.
These other presidents
mm-hmm.
got jealous. Okay, and they tried to find something against Daniel. That they could cause him to lose his high standing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They wanted to be there in that position.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so they searched and couldn't find nothing.
Nothing.
Because of the God that was in him.
Uh-huh.
And so they came up with the idea of saying that the only way that we're going to find something against Daniel is to find something that he's done with his God.
Mm-hmm.
And so they set up a decree that nobody should make any petition
mm-hmm.
to anybody or any God except Daniel. Darius for 30 days. Now Daniel was a man that prayed three times a day. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And going 30 days without calling on his Lord just wasn't in his vocabulary.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't in his personality. He had to call on his God
mm-hmm.
in the morning and noonday and the evening.
Mm.
And so they set up the decree so that he wouldn't be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. And when
it went to the king and tricked him into signing it. And signing it under the Persian and Mennonite law. Where it could mm-hmm. not be changed.
My Lord.
And therefore, when Daniel found out about it, he went to his house and went to the window and opened it up and prayed three times a day.
Yes, he did.
And the president went by to find him. They found him praying.
Mm-hmm.
So they went back to the king and said, did not you sign this decree that nobody mm-hmm. could petition any gods or any person other than you in 30 days? And he said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, Daniel is calling on his God three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now the king got worried because he loved Daniel's spirit.
Yes, it is.
And he wanted to find a way to get him out of that trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But the president insisted that he can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
It was signed under the Persian law in the Mennonite. And so Daniel, Darius went in his kingdom, his palace, and there he prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Went and fasted for Daniel. And early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
he went and checked on Daniel because they put him, well, they had put him in the lion's den for him.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in lion's den. And God intervened while he was in there.
Glory be to God.
When Darius came and called on Daniel,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to know, oh, Daniel, thou still livest, that God kept you?
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel said, oh, King, live forever.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
God, I serve.
Mm-hmm.
Has sealed the mouth, closed the mouth of the lion.
My Lord.
And I am here with no harm.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of the God that was in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's God. And he'll do the same for you.
Yes, he will.
When you end your hardship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you got God in you.
Amen.
Doing God says do.
Yes.
To bring you the victory.
Yes. Yes.
Doing what God says do.
Yes.
Give you joy, peace, and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
God that's in you will help you through your hard times.
Yes.
God that's in you.
Oh, yes.
I know you have joy when you're mm-hmm. sad.
Yes.
God that's in you. Mm-hmm. Make you shine like a light.
Yes.
And make your light so shine.
Oh, yes.
Men and women, I see your good work.
Yes.
And glorify the Father in heaven.
Yes.
Let your light shine.
Yes.
Your light can shine because you got the light in you.
Yes.
My Lord. God that's in you. You are the light of the world.
Oh, yes.
And if they can't see your light shine, they can't find Jesus. You can't find the way to save you. You can't find a way to salvation. Because of the light that's supposed to be in you, shining.
Yes.
You have put a cover over it.
Nobody
can see it. But let it loose. Move the cover.
Yes, sir.
And let the light shine. That's the God that's in you. Shine.
Yes.
Shine in the rain.
Yes.
Shine in the thunder.
Yes.
Shine in the hurricane.
Oh,
shine in difficult times.
Yes.
Shine. Just give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise. Worthy. The light that's in you is the God that's in you.
Yes.
When you talk about let your light shine, you talk about letting God be seen in your daily walk, your daily talk, your daily action.
Tell it, Pastor.
Daily concern. Let that God that's in you.
Yes.
Shine.
Everywhere.
He's in
you. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
We ought to act like he's in us.
Amen. Amen.
The God is in you. You can do all things.
Amen. All things.
Amen. Through Christ. Thank you.
Yes.
The God is in you. You know.
Thank
all
you,
God. Things are working for your good.
Tell it, Pastor. Yes.
God is in you. And if
it's working
for your good, you ought to be happy about it.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to have affliction. You're going to have fire.
Amen.
You're going to have tribulation. But the God in you say, I'm going to deliver you.
Amen.
Yes. Not every one of them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But you got to allow him to deliver you.
Amen. Oh, yes. Tell it, Pastor.
They need to deliver you.
He's giving you the choice and he's giving you the answer and you refuse to accept it.
Come on now.
Glory be to God.
You ain't ready yet.
Yes.
Well, if you want to get out of it, you ought to be ready.
Amen.
Right.
You ask God to do something for you, and then you say, I ain't ready to accept that yet.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Let the God that's in you come out.
Amen.
That's right.
Stop stopping God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Down the devil.
Bless him, Lord.
He wants to help you.
Yes, he does.
And don't let it take you forever to accept his help.
Amen.
That's about the Daniel in the lion's den.
Come on now.
They ain't ready for you yet. The lion would have eaten him up.
Amen.
Because the king went in. That Daniel out of the lion's den. The other two presidents and their families into the lion's den. And said, as one of them hit the ground, the lion's devoured. Everyone hit the ground, the lion ate them. You got to stay prayed up.
Yes.
You got to keep your hope up.
Yes.
That's right.
You can give your deliverance up.
Amen.
Okay. You got to keep your joy up. Don't get tired of your well doing.
Amen.
Yes,
my Lord.
Okay. So we get tired to quit.
Amen.
And give up.
Amen.
But you need to hold on.
Yes, Lord.
God's hand.
Okay. Let the God in you help you to hold on.
Amen. Okay.
The God that's in you.
Amen.
will help you.
Amen.
The God that's in you will deliver you.
Yes.
The God in you will protect you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The God that's in you will give you joy. In fact, he's already gave you joy.
Amen.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, God. You use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't feel like using it.
Amen.
But we are dealing with feeling.
Amen.
We're dealing with the word of God.
Yes.
And the word right by itself got power.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Got
glory
deliverance.
Tell it, Pastor.
Got healing.
Amen.
Yes. Of all kinds of healing.
Yes. Amen.
Not just physical healing, your mental healing.
Amen.
Your
tell it, Pastor. Healing.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And that being out your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just because you don't feel happy.
Tell it, Pastor.
Joy takes over when happiness quit.
Yes, Lord.
My joy never ends. Your joy is supposed to be full.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Jesus said that your joy be full.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
His joy in us, and that the it may be full.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Not allow a man to call you feel bad.
Tell it, Pastor.
The joy that got that you got, man didn't give it to you.
That's right.
And man can't take it away.
Can't take it away.
I know.
You ain't got no joy because you gave it away.
That's right.
Tell it, Pastor.
Amen.
Okay. And said you gave it away, go back and get it.
Amen.
Somebody ain't gonna give you, let you have it back.
Amen. That's right.
It's mine now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Still got it.
Yes.
Because you allow the person to control your life.
Amen.
Let the God in you show up. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Show out.
Amen.
Okay. God in you.
Amen.
Okay. He will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
All right. The God in you. Remember, he's in you. I keep saying the God in you because you need to remember it tomorrow.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You need to remember it tomorrow to this afternoon.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. You got to remember that tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because as soon as something happens, we don't even think about the God that's in us.
Tell
come on
him.
Now.
Amen.
So,
we get focused on what happened.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's right.
We get fixed on what happened.
Tell it, Pastor.
Yes.
Okay, and now God can't get to you.
Amen.
Because you got that shield up.
Amen.
You got yourself in a bubble.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you can't come out.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Yes, Lord.
You need to get that shot pin and bust that bubble.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You got immunity.
Yes.
You don't need to
yes.
be isolated.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
You got immunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God is in you is your immune.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's your immunity to every problem in your life.
Amen.
Yes.
God in you.
Man.
It's like your vaccine you took against the flu.
Yes, sir.
Which works sometime and halfway works the other time, but God works all the time.
Amen.
The time.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, somebody said in the song, I found the answer.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
I learned to pray.
Yes.
God beside me. Okay, I found a way.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that God is in you.
Amen.
OK? Okay, and I've been saying God in you. Now you need to make it personal and say the God that's in me.
Amen. Tell God it, Pastor.
Is in me.
In me.
Yeah. God is in me. Right. And you're saying God is in you, you can talk to somebody else. So you need to say God is in me.
Amen. Mm-hmm. God is in me.
Okay. God is in me. You don't worry about what is in somebody else or not. You just need to make sure he's in you.
Amen.
Amen. We get focused on somebody else and saying, well, they ain't doing this and this and they ain't doing this and this.
Yeah,
and
this
that's this. Right.
What about what are you doing?
Amen.
Well,
I know.
That's it. Amen.
Right. God tell you, take care of yourself.
Amen.
And leave the other stuff to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Vengeance is God.
Yes.
Amen.
And he will repay.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
So don't worry about somebody getting away. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
God got that number.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
It
yes,
is
sir.
All written in the book.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And one of these days that book's gonna be open.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to have an account for every one of them.
Amen.
This thing that's in there that's not of God.
Mm.
Remember, God is in you.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Glory be to God.
All right. God is in each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. And we got joy in us all the time.
Yes.
We just don't let it come out.
Thank you.
Amen. God.
And your joy overpower your sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we got hope because of the God that's in us.
Amen.
So we invite you, we charge you and challenge you to use the God that's in you every day, 24 hours
mm-hmm.
a day.
Amen.
Call him. Talk to him. Whisper mm-hmm. to him. All right. Don't just sit there idly with nothing going on in your life. If mm-hmm. you're sitting there idly, talk to God. He's in mm-hmm. you.
Amen.
And he's with you.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
So you got somebody to talk to.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You may be shut at this pandemic, but we got God shut up with us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's amen. Glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
And may heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
Okay. All right. The Lord give anybody a word, a message for us in a song.
Which
or, best testimony.
My Lord.
Thought you like to know all those nights you paced the floor. Praying I would make it home mm-hmm. all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Believing God that he one day saved my soul, and he did.
Mm.
And I thought you'd like to know.
Uh-huh.
I thought you'd like to know
mm-hmm.
all those prayers you prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Never one will fail to the ground.
Yes, yes.
Though sometimes it seems like I was yes. a million miles away, he answered mm-hmm. your prayer, and I thought you'd like to know.
Mm.
Oh, Mama, I want you to know I love you.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, yes.
Please forgive me for yes, all the sir. Times I broke your heart. And every tear you cried for me, it drew me closer for being free.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And I thought you'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I cut it short because I know.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God. I just want to say I thank God for being alive. Thank God for being in this service. I just thank God because he's so good to us. Amen. Keep on giving us unmerited blessings. Keep on blessing. And if you ain't got nothing to say, you need to go back because God is really in, he's right there. Whatever you do, he's there. He knows you're going to have nothing from him. And I just praise God today for so many people that's sick. They can't even say anything. But here we are sitting here. We don't want to say nothing, but you know you might be cut off next week. And I thank God that we are here today. Praise God. So let's pray for each other.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Truly, I thank God for being here in this on today. And I thank God for the God that's in me. I thank God for how he is keeping us.
Amen.
Day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. I just thank God. I thank God for breath on this morning, the breath that he gives us. I just thank him for it. And everybody that has breath, we need to just praise God.
Amen.
Lift him up and just praise him because he is so good. He's mighty good. And he's doing so much for us.
Amen.
He's doing things for us we don't even see.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we don't even know about.
Amen.
And he is doing. Mm-hmm. And he just keep on doing. And I just want to thank him for that today. I just thank God for shielding for being our shield and our buckler.
Amen.
For being our refuge and our fortress. I just thank
God.
I praise his name. I thank him. We can't thank him enough, church.
Amen.
That's
true. Can't thank him enough.
Can't do nothing without it. My Lord.
Lord, praise
him.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Glory to God.
Some folks worship money and the victory that it brings. Some folks live for glory to hear their praises ring. But I live for Jesus, and to him I cling. Jesus is my everything. He's my everything. Yes, he's my
everything.
I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keep me singing, though I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's more than I can bear,
tell it.
I depend on Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
He will always share. He's the King of mighty and the Prince of peace. Jesus is my everything. He's my everything. He's my
everything.
I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keeps me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my
everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He is my everything.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on out.
Praise be to God.
Okay, y'all have a happy October.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Same to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Same to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen.
James.
Same to you, Mother Austin.
Yes.
I'm just praying for all of you. That God continue to bless and keep us.
Amen.
Amen. Deacon
Amen.
Jay.
Amen. Amen.
How you doing, Pastor?
Amen. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
I see you.
Thank you.
Amen. See all of y'all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right, y'all have a blessed one and continue to stay prayed up.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right, be blessed.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bless. Love y'all.
Bless everybody.
And be safe. Mm-hmm. Just wear your mask.
Amen.
Amen. Wash your hands.
Three W's. Oh, as you can God. See, everybody can catch it. As you can mm-hmm. see.
Amen. That's the truth. Nobody is
condemned. That's true. Nobody.
Thank you, God.
All right. Good day.